So let's talk brass tacks with the Giants. Did the organization wait 1 year too long to come up with a game plan and, you know, move on from Eli Manning?
Let me ask you this. What quarterback could have played behind the line as constituted early in the season when Eli got, 34 sacks in the first eight games? What player is equipped for that?
Maybe Russell Wilson. But he's not available. It has to be that type of guy. And Russell Wilson's productivity would go down, no doubt.
Yeah, you would change that guy into, and no offense to Mr. Carr, you would change the guy into David Carr, and David Carr was this first pick overall. He had everything going for him, played with the Texans, nobody blocked for him, and all of a sudden, he's like, oh, we got to get him out of the league. He's horrible. But no one's blocking. No, it's his fault. The game is built around 11 guys. Unfortunately, the five guys up front taking on the seven guys on the other side is what makes the game, and you know what it is. And if you're five guys, or two guys, or three guys, or one guy, or no guys, then your quarterback looks very pedestrian.
So are you down with Eli coming back for another year if he wanted to?
I'm down with the team progressing. I think that, in my opinion, I love Eli more than anything. I just don't want Eli to go out with an injury, and that's being as honest as I can. They had a better game tonight or last night, but in the coming weeks when the defensive lines and the defensive fronts get better, I don't want him to be – and I'm not wishing to put Laletta in, let him get hurt either. I'm just saying, I just don't want anybody to get hurt. And in some cases I've seen in the past, he could have gotten hurt. Like, guys running free at him, and he's not getting kind of hit. Like, the NFL can't name the hits that he's getting. Guys aren't getting fined for it. It's like, well, he just couldn't get out of the way. There's nothing we could do about it. No flag. That's how bad he's getting hit sometimes. So my view of it is like, hey, look, what's your plan? The plan would have been, you can't do this in football, the plan would have been, pick a guy that you think is the greatest guy on the planet, and we're going to take him next year. Can't just do that. Like, who's the greatest quarterback playing in college right now? Maybe Tua. He's a year away. Can't get to him. Then you go Greer or the guy in Oregon. Are they – well, they're not Tua, but they're pretty good. Then you just kind of got to find your guy. Last year you had four guys that everyone thought was the guy. This year you got to figure out who's the guy going to be to throw the ball.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is. Howard, I think they're going to have to go. If Eli moves on, or they move on from Eli, I think they've got to find a quarterback. And don't just take one. You know, if you don't like Justin Herbert from Oregon, you don't like Greer, then wait. But they're going to have a bridge quarterback, and I'm not sure who that's going to be, if it's Tyrod Taylor or A.J. McCarron. But I think the fans there are going to deal with a bridge quarterback for a couple of years.
I think that you don't – I think you love your fans. You appreciate your fans. If you want to build your organization, put a plan in place and build your organization. Because if you keep listening to no offense to Mike Francesa or to whoever else is making these calls in the New York market – those guys can't build a team, don't know how to build a team, don't know who to pick, but they have reaction to everything that you're doing. If you're listening to that, you're not going to be able to build your team. Sit down, go through what you have, say, okay, we just covered 30-plus players on the team from last year. We have no core or no base. We got to start building. What are our foundations that we want to make our building blocks? How do we get to that and go from there? If there's a quarterback that's a can't miss, go get him. Just go get him. But if you get a pass rusher who's a can't miss, go get him. If you get a tackle or a lineman that can't miss, go get him. You got the can't miss running back. He's doing a great job even when he's having to dodge free guys coming at him when the ball is snapped. So now start to get other players. You got the can't-miss receiver in Odell Beckham. Okay, kind of start filling in the pieces. And it's hard to do in one draft or two drafts. But more picks you get, the more guys you like, you'll get there.